Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Plenary Call number 72 on the 30th of May, 2019 at 1400 UTC. Members joining the call today are Ram, Russ, Scott, Denise, Jabera, and I do have a phone that just joined. Does that iPhone want to identify their name, please?
Sorry, it's Casey. I clicked through too fast.
Thank you so much, Casey. From ICANN.org, joining the call is Jennifer, Nagar, Sharla, Steve, and Brenda. We do have apologies from Norm, Boban, Kirianne, Denko, and Eric. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record and kindly mute your audio when you're not speaking. With that, I'll turn the call over to Russ.
Okay, so the plan for today was to have all of the recommendations in the Google Doc. I see that we actually have very few there, but we do have a few that the team needs to discuss. So I would like to just go through them in the order they're in the Google Doc, and we'll discuss the ones where discussion is needed. So Brenda has put the, I'm sorry, Jennifer has put the link for the Google Doc in the chat room, so people don't have to search through it through your email to find it. I see that Angie's trying to organize them so that the recommendations are at the top and the suggestions are at the bottom. So I think that's the reason for all the deleted text. So the first recommendation that's in here is recommendation 4 on budget transparency, which is a follow-on to an SSR1 recommendation. Is there anything that someone wants to talk to about that on that?
This is Casey. I sent something to the list about that last week. At least I thought I did. Which was, I don't understand exactly what is meant here by budget transparency, and I'm trying to keep in mind how SSR3 would decide that it was actually implemented. So I wanted a little more precision in the wording. I don't know who wrote it.
So Casey, my understanding of this one is they just want the budget to have a section that says these topics are SSR related, so that people can see what portions of the budget are going to SSR-related topics. I don't think it's calling for anything more detailed than that.
Okay. And the current budget is just how much more vague than that is the current budget?
Oh, okay. It's been a long time since I looked at this, but like, for example, there are several things in Octo that are SSR related, but you can't figure out which part of the Octo budget is for those SSR related things. Mm-hmm. So you could either move those to an SSR related thing or mark some of the things within Octo that are SSR related. I think either one is required.
Okay.
If you, with those few words, if you're able to improve the clarity of the recommendation, please do.
Okay, I'll try. Who owns this one? I guess I'll go look at them right now.
I don't remember who owned the rewrite.
Okay.
But I think I might have been the one that did the put it in here, but I was not the one who did the original wording.
I have a related question I asked Lauren. There used to be a document that went through all the SSR1 recommendations and said whether what they were implemented or not. Is that still in play?
This one came out of the SSR1 recommendations review.
I understand. So is somebody going to be able to look at the SSR recommendations and see which ones we believe are implemented? That whole, was it implemented? Did it have the intended effect? That whole exercise we did, is that still getting published somewhere? Or is that just an internal exercise?
No, there'll be intro material that explains that. We're just trying to get this part done now so that we can put the briefing together for Marrakesh.
I've just lost track of that document. So if somebody could send it out, the link again, I want to refresh my memory on it.
Jennifer is the wizard at finding things in the wiki. Maybe she can post that.
Thanks.
Hey, this is Denise.
Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, Casey, SSR1 related recommendation on budget transparency and accountability was found to not be fully implemented. And then in previous discussions, some of the team members had discussed was the importance budget transparency, not only providing more detailed information and providing more comprehensive information. Many of the work items that that SSR2 has been reviewing and working on touch on things outside of the Octo delegated budget, but it's impossible to track through ICANN's sort of budget process what funds are and resources are being allocated to those more cross-functional efforts that are linked to things that this team has prioritized as actions that need to be taken. So I'm happy to chat more about this offline.
That helps. Thanks, Denise.
Okay, is there anything further on recommendation 4? Okay, turning to the next one, which is 5. This is one where we found that a document was started but never completed, and we're just asking them to finish it. During the meeting in Brussels, Danko asked whether the update to the bylaws had made this unnecessary. And so I did the review of that and found that those portions of the bylaws only had one sentence change, and it didn't resolve this question. Okay, seeing no hands and not hearing anyone speak, let's move to recommendation 7. Okay, I'm not hearing anyone speak, and I'm not seeing any hands, so I'm assuming this one's fine.
Did we have the recommendations displayed on the screen instead of the agenda as we go through them? I'm in transit, so it's difficult to toggle and find the right screens.
Brenda, are you able to do that? Okay, we're on recommendation 7 right now. Okay, I'm Not hearing anything on this one. Let's move to the next one, which I think is 13. Okay, again, I'm not hearing any one speak, and I'm not hearing, seeing any hands. So let's move to the next one, which is recommendation 28. Okay, so the things that are in here, I'm not hearing any problems with. So what we need to do is by next week, get the rest of them in here. And KC, I know you wanted to talk through, based on the email you sent to the team, a couple of recommendations, dropping one and making one more concrete. So I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, trying to find my mute button here. Okay, back on 28, because I'm sort of a little behind you reading. 28's okay. I just feel like having watched this NCAP conversation for, God, it feels like 10 years, but it's probably fewer than that. I'm wondering about the context with respect to the other recommendations and the pushback that we saw CCT get for, you know, sending more recommendations than ICANN felt it had resources to handle. And are we going to put this NCAP recommendation in the context of all the other, in particular, SSR-related CCT recommendations, of which there were many? And I still don't know what the outcome of all of that was. I guess my understanding is that the board is going to have a conversation with the CCT review team in Marrakesh, but nothing's happening until then. And at that time, there's going to be some meeting of the minds about how to prioritize these CCT recommendations, of which one, by the way, was NCAP related, but many more of them were SSR2 related. CCT did try to put the normal high, medium, low priority to the recommendations, I think. So I don't have a comment on this as written now. I personally don't think it's as important a recommendation as all of the other consumer trust related recommendations. So my comment would be related to, I guess, how we couch all this later on. Okay, so that's my comment on 28. Now, I wanted to, does anybody have anything to say about that one?
Yeah, Casey, this is Denise. So it might be, we may want to think about grouping the relevant CCT recommendations together.
Yes.
We started the discussion in Brussels about organizing recommendations and synthesizing them down so there aren't as many numbered recommendations, but they're grouped in ways that make sense for implementation. And one of the ways of grouping them is to pull out the SSR related recommendations from CCT and make those a recommendation grouping for ours as well. So I'll take another look at that and put some additional text in this particular Google Doc. But on recommendation 28, I think we also had a discussion that's still open on name collision, and that is, how to be most impactful here and is it a priority that rises to the level of a recommendation. And part of part of my concern is the was that I can lack a more systemic way of addressing name collision issues that affect all, for example, those that affect all TLDs and don't have a process and clear process in place to address that. This recommendation is geared more towards noting that ESSAC is doing something and that ICANN should pay attention to it. I don't find that as impactful as making more specific recommendations. So I think I welcome an opportunity to discuss this recommendation further with those that are knowledgeable in this space.
Yes, I agree. I just read it more carefully and I missed the line. I think I said this in a comment to some other version of it, but I don't see it on this one, which is there's a sentence in here that says by independent SSR2 means that the team is free of any participants with a financial interest in TLD expansion. That was definitely a point on the SSAC, and now I'm speaking with my SSAC hat on because I guess I know this and maybe others don't, although it's public. What is public? What SSAC proposed to the board to be the contours of the NCAP effort by ICANN when SSAC was recommending a certain approach and budget associated with it, which was over a year ago, I think. Explicitly, they did not say this. They did not require no conflict of interest, no financial conflict of interest. And when I pushed back on it or questioned it, the response was that's going to be impossible to do. There's not enough people you could get to do the work that don't have a financial conflict of interest, which I found a bit problematic, but maybe not surprising. I believe that is still the case, meaning there's not a requirement for no COI in the work party or the people who end up doing the work, which is not the work party, or the people that evaluate the work, which I think is the work party. I'm not sure anymore. So I'm worried about a sentence in here recommending something that already is not, has already been decided to not be the case. It just feels like we're a bit behind the curve here, or ahead of the curve or something. So that needs to we need to go follow up on that somehow, but that I agree with everything Denise said. And who wrote this one, by the way? Is this Denise and Eric, or who are we following up with?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out.
I understand the reason why this is desirable, but I also think it's ESSAC's decision about how to staff the work party, not the board's.
Fair enough. Maybe the recommendation should include transparency about whether the team is free of, about whether this is the case instead of us saying
yeah, it
should be the case. Okay, so we can work on that later. Okay, now I'm going down through suggestions. So I guess Russ wants me to talk about 18 and 19. So 18 we killed, and I think we decided last week to kill it. So I don't think we need to talk about that. Somebody can jump on the list if they want to revive it. 19, I don't remember writing 19. I don't know where or how it got written, but it made me nervous. Again, I wrote this in a comment to the document about in the context of how an SSR3 might evaluate that it was done. And also on whether it would have the impact that we desired. So my feeling on this ICANN's responsibility with respect to research is match the last sentence of the old version of 19, which is we want to make sure the community is aware of these research happenings. But it's not clear to me that having somebody go speak at an ICANN meeting about all the research things that might be happening is going to have that effect. I think I would rather see some document on ICANN's website that carefully went through the recent developments in the research community and did a bit of an analysis on what are the implications for ICANN policy issues. So I try to reword the recommendation in that context. Obviously ICANN wouldn't necessarily have to do it itself, but nobody does this right now. And I think it is a gap. And the research community is obviously not incented to do it on its own. So I think ICANN could certainly help in that space.
Can you Could you please display the recommendation we're talking about?
I can read it too. Here, let me read it.
Okay.
To address, the first part's the same as the old one, to address strategic objectives 1, 3, and 4, and specifically strategic goal 3.2, ICANN should track developments in the peer review research community, focusing on networking and security research conferences, for example, ACNCCS, IMC, USENIX Security, CCR, SIGCOM, IEEE, S&P, and publish a response to any publications that include recommendations for SSR impacting changes to contracted parties and other ICANN community stakeholders. ICANN should reach out to steering committees of such conferences and encourage inclusion of pending empirical technical questions into the call for papers. ICANN should also summarize potential harms to individual consumers, business, or the infrastructure described in work presented at DNS workshops that it hosts or co-hosts, e.g. DNS symposiums or OR. So those maybe are three separate recommendations, but related to this, the goal of trying to translate what the research community is doing into policy language, which I do think is important. And I think it was the spirit of the old recommendation 19. I just wasn't convinced that either it was easily evaluatable by SSR 3 or that it would have the intended impact. Okay, I got really quiet. I hope I didn't shut the conversation down. Yeah.
That makes sense to me, Ms. Denise.
So does anyone disagree with the suggestion? I'm only hearing support. Okay, I noticed that recommendation 19 was put after the suggestions instead of before, so I missed it in my first pass.
Oh, sorry, my fault.
If you could scroll to the end of the document and look at that one. Okay, I'm not seeing any hands, I'm not hearing any speaking, so I think that this looks good. So I think the most important thing for the team now is to get the rest of the recommendations into this document. Then we can do as Casey and Denise suggested, which is grouping them into topical, but we need to get them all here before we can do that.
Russ, this is Casey. I did something on L, and I guess I put it in the wrong place also. I think I put it at the bottom of the document because I was tired. But I thought I was assigned L, and I admit I wasn't clear on the difference between the numbered recommendations and the lettered ones.
The difference is just the order in which they came in. They were being worked at, simultaneously, so that was a way of not allowing. And then when we went through them, we talked about combining. Many of them had notes added about being merged with one of the numbered ones.
Okay, yeah, I can see. This is Denise. I think, yeah, when we were together on Brussels, for the sake of expediency, we included rough drafts so people could think about them, talk about them, and work on them. I think the letters indicated that they were rough drafts for people's consideration more than sort of formal recommendations, and also things that needed to be woven into other recommendations.
Okay, so maybe we could talk.
No, I don't even need that.
I thought I had L in here, damn it. I don't know what I... Okay, maybe I wasn't sure what to do about L then.
Okay.
I'll take it to the list.
Denise, could you walk us through the rest of this? Thank you.
Hello, are we there? I guess we lost Russ.
Did we lose Russ?
Yeah, he had sent email that he has to leave after 30 minutes, so I guess he expired abruptly, and he wants you to be him.
He was.
Yeah.
Who me? Who me?
Yeah, Denise.
Okay. All right. So I'm in transit. So it's going to be a little bit difficult for me to see the screen and talk at the same time. But are there any other items, recommendations in this document that we need to discuss this morning?
No, but I think I sent mail last night that I need recommendation L repopulated into the document by somebody because I managed to, maybe I screwed up and deleted it accidentally. Or somebody confirmed what I sent to the list of what I thought it was.
Okay.
Previous version, but that's just for Jennifer to help me rescue me.
Okay.
I think we're done.
We do cover L.
Okay. Yeah.
Brenda, can we have the agenda back up? Are there any other items that we were intended to cover this morning? Okay, we're on draft recommendations. Since there's a significant number of draft recommendations that need to be moved into this document for team consideration, I'd like to suggest that that Angie follow up on email with the people assigned in the other document to check on their status, see if they need any help in finalizing language and moving it over, so we can have a more fulsome document to recommend, to review at the next meeting. Anything else on the draft recommendations? Okay, so our goal here is to have all of the draft recommendations for discussion in the doc for next week. So we'll follow up on the list on that. That moves us on to the work plan updates. And Brenda, could you display the work plan? And that was also sent to the larger list, is that correct?
Correct, it was sent to the list. Okay. And we'll pull it up.
One moment, please.
Thanks. While we're waiting for that, did anyone have any questions or comments or suggested edits on the work plan? Is Lauren on the call?
He is not.
Okay. All right, well, I'll touch base with Lauren and Eric to make sure they didn't have any comments on this, and then we'll call it an updated draft. Unless there's any other comments on the work plan? We'll move on to the next agenda item. Are there any, Jennifer, are there any outstanding doodle polls or other things that you need team members to respond on?
I believe there was a doodle poll outstanding on the Marrakesh dates that one or two people had not filled in, but that's all.
Thanks. Okay, great. Any other items people would like to address before we move to the wrap up on action items and end the call? And please feel free to speak up. Since I'm in transit, I'm having a hard time looking at the screen as well. All right, hearing none, I'll turn it over to you, Jennifer, for a wrap up on next steps.
Great, thank you. This is Jennifer. So the action items are for Angie to follow up on the email with people assigned to the recommendations not yet included in the V3 recommendations document, with the goal to have all of the recommendations in the document for discussion next week. Denise, you're going to follow up with Eric and Lauren since they're not on the call and confirm no further updates to the work plan, and then advise staff to post the document to the wiki. And then I just took an action for me to help Casey find the missing recommendation L somewhere. So I will work with you on that one, Casey. And unless there's any action items that I missed, that's all I have. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Jennifer and Brenda. Thanks everyone for joining the call. We're done for this morning or this evening, depending on where you are. Thanks everyone.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks everybody. Bye.